So, Grace, tell us about the labour shortages in the farming industry. Why exactly are fewer Australians filling up these roles?
Because a lot of the... It's seasonal work. It is physical work, outdoor in the natural... under natural circumstances. And because of the nature of the seasonality, in terms of Australians who want to be based in a certain place, it's not providing them the motivation to move from places to places following the harvest trail. So that's generally the challenges that the farming industry have in terms of recruiting and attracting local workers to work in these work. And also to understand when it's in season, when certain fruits need to be picked, a business operation that normally is only made up of the family members, let's say 4 or 5 people, suddenly can need up to 100 or 150 people to pick the fruits. It's a short window of time frame to get the fruits off and its peak quality. So then the local communities may not necessarily have the amount of population to support that business either.
Mm. Well, are these changes enough incentive to encourage more overseas labourers to work on Australian farms?
It will, but I think what needs to be clarified is that the recent announcement is not addressing the low and semi-skilled work. So the recent change relates to what is called the skilled occupation. To be eligible to be sponsored, occupations that are eligible for this type of visa and in this occupation list, what is called the regional occupation list, has to be occupations that are skilled, meaning that the skill level is equivalent to a bachelor's degree or at least 5 years experience. The title of the roles that's been included in the regional occupation list recently is cotton grower, mixed crop farmer, sugarcane grower, dairy cattle farmer. So it's not the assistant workforce in a way, but it's rather the farmer, the ones who are making the decisions, making plans about operational planting, future planting. So it's very different. And the need of the industry is quite varied. There is definitely the need for the farm managers with high skills. There's also the need for the middle management, the overseers, and there's a need for the semi or lower skilled for just farm labor, pickers and packers.
So just to clarify for me, does that mean these visa changes aren't addressing the issue of labor shortages?
It is, but only part of it. So with labor shortage, there's a shortage for different skill levels. It is addressing shortages in the more higher skilled type of work, because previously these roles, if farmers want to sponsor workers for these roles because they can't find a local workforce to fill it, they can only sponsor for up to 2 years. And for somebody coming overseas, that's not providing enough incentive or reliability. So then it makes it very difficult to attract the right type of workers. So then extending it to 4 years, renewable after the end of 4 years, and having access to permanent residencies create that incentive so that it's easier for the farming industry to attract workers if they need to in these skilled occupations. But in the farming sector, there's also need for semi-skilled or low-skilled workers that is not addressed by this recent announcement or visa changes, but rather it's partly addressed through the government's announcement last year when it made certain changes with the working holiday makers visa, so the backpackers visa. There have been changes from the government to extend it to a potential 3-year stay in Australia if they work another 6 months in certain regional areas. But from the industry, it's not a comprehensive solution, because with working holiday visa, it's a visa stream that is based on holiday. That's the main purpose. And then we have the seasonal workers program, and that's based on foreign aid. So we're proposing for an agriculture-specific visa, so a visa designed specifically to fulfill the need, the labor shortage of the industry, whether it's low-skilled or semi-skilled.
Right. And, well, are there any limitations to the current visa changes?
In terms of the skilled visa?
Yes.
Yes. And it needs to be understood as well that to access and for businesses to be able to sponsor somebody and bring somebody out on this skilled visa, there's quite an extensive requirement. They have to be an approved employer with the immigration department. They need to have done a labor market testing to ensure that basically test the local labor market, whether or not they're suitable candidates. If there's none, then that's only then that they can access and sponsor foreign workers. And then obviously there's the process of recruiting from overseas. And then the approved employer also has to have invested on their local workforce of a certain percentage for training.
Right. Just one last question for you. We've previously addressed some of it, but what are we doing as a long-term strategy to help ensure Australian farmers are more supported with their workforce?
There's no easy solution, for sure, because industry has been dealing with these challenges. I think for the industry, the best option, the ideal solution would be for us to have enough local labor, to have sufficient sustainable local labor with the right skill set. But that requires significant training and investment, building up that interest for young workers to want to get into farming industry. So that will be the long-term goal, but obviously to get there, there's current urgent needs, and the only solution to that is to have foreign workers to assist us to fill the gap.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Grace.
My pleasure, Nathaniel.
That was Grace Kusuma from New South Wales Farmers discussing with us on The Daily how changes to visa rules could affect Australian farmers. Just to let you know, the Pell sentencing is currently happening, and as soon as we find out what his sentencing will be, we'll let you know straight away. It should be in the next few minutes. Find out very shortly. We've also got the news headlines at 6:30 in just about 6 minutes, so I'll play a few songs to get us there. This first one's by the Dream Syndicate with Blacklight.